Okay, we're doing a little bit of halacha. Technically, we discussed last time that we always try to align the geula, the commemoration of the redemption that we say in the blessing after Shema in the morning and at night, with our Shemona Esrei. So we should say the blessing and run straight into Shemona Esrei. Baruch Hashem Gaal Yisrael. Hashem Sfatay Tiftach. Start Shemona Esrei. Now, what happens if you show up late to Shul? It happens sometimes. There are people, I'm sure it never happens here, but it can happen, right? So, Balabet HaKneset, if a guy shows up to Shul, Matzatzibu Mitpalim, and he walks in, and as he walks in, they're all standing. Now what? So, technically, it's the most important part of davening with the Tzibur is Shmoneh Esrei. But he hasn't yet said anything. Let's say he's a pious person. He walks in with his talis and tefillin, he's ready to go. So, who terem kara kriyat shema, but he hasn't yet read Shema. Lo yitpalel imem. He can't read with them. He can't say Shmoneh Esrei with them. Ela korei kriyat shema v'chakach yitpalel. But he has to say the blessings of Shema, and then daven shesmichut gulal tefila chashuva yitom tefila betzibur. It's more important that you align your blessings of Shema with Shmoneh Esrei than even at the expense of not davening with the congregation, which is the main point of coming to Shul. I mean, the main point of going to Shul is to get Shmoneh Esrei in with them. But if you can't, you can't. Uvetfilat ovit enoken. But in the evening prayer, it's not that way, as we will explain later on. That if you walk into Ma'ariv late, and they're standing Shmoneh Esrei, join them for Shmoneh Esrei, and then later fill in the Shema with its blessings. By Ma'ariv, by the evening prayer, it's not so important, the alignment of the Gula with the prayer itself. Yes?
You count even when the Tzibur is on the repetition. You count that you still make Shmoneh Esrei.
It's a lower level. It's not the ideal Tzibur, but it has some benefits to it. Zman vilat ha-shacham. What's the time of praying the morning prayer? Sheyatchil im ha-netzach hama. Ideally, you're supposed to say the Shmoneh Esrei of the morning when the bowl of the sun rises. That's called netzach hama, sunrise. You actually see the bowl. You don't have to see the whole bowl, but when you can see the bowl of the sun, that for a second is called netzach hama, the moment of sunrise. And ideally, we try to say the morning shachar is Shmoneh Esrei. At that second, that's when we start, right? Wrong, no one here does that, right? But that's the idea of davening nates. That's the idea. The Vasikin, the people who were modest and pious, and they would try to get the mitzvahs exactly right, they would get up early and they'd daven like that. They'd wait, they'd be almost up to Shmoneh Esrei, and the first second they saw the ball of the sun, they'd start their Shmoneh Esrei. Kedichtiv, as the verse says, Yerochim Shamish, they come before you, they see you, so speak, with the sun. So how late can you daven? Let's say you didn't get up that early. You're not up for sunrise. These days sunrise is about 5 to 6. So let's say you didn't get up at 5:15 so that you could say all prayer and be ready for Shmoneh Esrei at 5 to 6. So how late can you go? Ad sof arba shot. You can pray Shmoneh Esrei until 4 hours into the day, shushlish hayom, which is 4 hours on a sundial, meaning a third of the sunlight hours. You have to figure out. It's not 4 hours from sunrise. You have to figure out what are a third of the daylight hours. That's what we mean when we say 4 hours into the day. So until that time, you could daven Shmoneh Esrei. Meaning if you're going to run late, the calendars tell you what that time is, and you have to finish by that time. And every person should buy a calendar, guys. One day you're going to leave Machon Meir. I don't know if it's in 10 years or in 20 years, but at some point. At some point you're going to leave. And then you won't have these signs out here. So you could buy these cheap calendars for like 2 to 5 shekel. Yeah.
See, I don't get to be around Machon Meir. I have to know when sunrise is. So I walk around. People call for shadows. I got to know when sunrise, sunset. So I have one of these little things with me all the time. And yeah, I don't know if I paid 3 shekel for this or 5 shekel, but it was one or the other. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money, and you have a little calendar, which...
Every day of the year?
Every day of the year.
Every month.
It even tells you the difference in manim, and it tells you the dafyomi, and the sunset, and the parsha, and the Yerushalmi yomi, and the Mishnah yomi, and anything you could want, Kevin, here.
And 72 minutes and 42 minutes after sunset, also?
No,
90?
It goes up to Shkia. Tells you sunset. It doesn't tell you 72 minutes. I guess you'll have to do some math. Something you'll have to do. Yeah. What can you do? But it does tell you Plaga Mincha and Mincha. But there are other calendars. And up until last year, there was a calendar they were giving out free with all the times. This year they didn't give it out. But you should each have a calendar. And nowadays you could get stuff online. You could get things for your Palm Pilots or for your iPod. There are all kinds of programs out there, free, which you could download, which will tell you anywhere in the world what the times are at any time. And if you're near a computer, so you could just do a search. You know, halachic times for, and you give the day and you give the location, and they'll tell you. Chabad has a site like that, and other places have sites like that. But you need to have something handy. It's not just that you can't, unless you always have your iPod handy and you're online all the time. But if you're like some of us who don't have that, you need a little calendar. So every person should make it his business to have such a calendar. So he knows the times of prayer, Shema, when he puts on tzitzis and tefillin. Now, ideally we daven from nates, from the time you see the ball of the sun, but the beginning of the day is really from time called Amud HaShachar, which is 72 minutes before you see the ball of the sun. That's when the darkness of night is just starting to lift. You could barely discern any change between...
You can see Tchelet, right?
Not yet, no. Tchelet is about 25 minutes, a half hour before sunrise, but... If a person daven shachris mishalah muda shachar be'ir pnei hamizrach, from the time the eastern side is lit, so that's also your yotze. He's stringent there. He says you need the alos plus the eastern side is lit. And the logic behind that is that our morning prayer corresponds to the morning sacrifice. And the Talmud tells us that when it came to the morning sacrifice, because sometimes people are, you know, towards the end of the month, the moon rises in the east. So if you're waiting for sunrise, and the moon rises, and you see light over there, and you think, it's sunrise, so towards the end of the month, a person could err. So in the temple, they'd be careful till you see the whole eastern sky lit. And only then would they bring the morning sacrifice. So corresponding to that, he says, a person should only daven shachris from the time that the whole eastern sky is lit. But that's a stringency. Technically, from alos hashachar, from 72 minutes before nates, it's morning. And if a person daven from then, that's also okay. I mean, he's more stringent. But technically, we could, worst comes to worst, you have to go on a business trip, or your flight is flying out, or whatever. From 72 minutes before sunrise is also okay.